You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's 8:50 on The Voice of St. Louis. Good morning. I'm Stuart McMillan in for Scott Jagow. We have Johnny Rabbit with us on the line. It's good to hear your voice, Johnny.
Well, thank you. Good to hear you too, Stuart. Today we're rocking back the clock to 1955, when being a teen was neat, daddy-o, and there were chop tops, flat tops, bebop, and rock and roll that wouldn't stop. We lined up along Washington to see the blackboard jungle at the Low State. And more than likely, you never thought high schools would be transformed into those gang-driven cesspools we saw on screen. But you know what happened. After seeing the movie, there was a new type of music running through our D8 or ponytailed heads. It was, for most, our introduction to pure rock and roll, though our parents didn't consider it pure. But kids were captivated by the soundtrack song Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets. And just like that, it changed the soundtrack of our lives all those 69 years ago, when the teens of the nation sang 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock rock. We're going to rock around the clock. New music has always changed. It's the foxtrot in the 19-teens, the Charleston in the 20s, boosted by St. Louis and Josephine Baker, Lindy Hop in the 30s, Jitterbug in the 40s, rock and roll, of course, in the 50s. And in 58, Danny and the Juniors sang, rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die. And it's true. It was tough for a lot of people to buy into the longevity of rock, but the 1955 music prophets proved the naysayers wrong. Those rock and rollers included Laverne Baker, Fats Domino, Chuck Berry, and the Platters, too. In 55, guys sported Mr. B shirts, pink or blue cords, button-down collars, brogans, threads, white bucks, black leather jackets and motorcycle boots, skinny belts and narrow ties. Girls wore poodle skirts, crinolines, cat-eyed glasses, bobby socks, saddle shoes, penny loafers, pedal pushers, rolled-up jeans, silk headscarves, fuzzy sweaters, and so on. Pink and gray were the kings of color in that day. We watched Ernie Hellman's Parade of Magic on KSD-TV. KWK radio star Gil Newsom was on KWK-TV. Texas Bruce and the Wranglers Club, that was on Channel 5. We listened to the king of the bobby socks, Ed Bonner and KXOK. Heard country western songs with Johnny Ryan and KSTL. Cool jazz with Spider Burks on KXLW. We read Julian Miller's monthly prom magazine. That sold for a dime at neighborhood drugstores everywhere. We read Bob Goddard's gossip column in the Globe, Miles Standish's movie reviews in the Post. Every week during the school year, we bought St. Louis Public Service Company bus and streetcar passes and saw movies at theaters like the Rio and Riverview, the Cinderella on Cherokee, the Gem on the Rock Road, the Washington and Granite. We visited Sportsman's Park on North Grand to catch the Cards under managers Eddie Stanky and Harry Walker. They didn't do so good. Redbirds ended in seventh place in 55. July 1st, 55, big night. Former Browns pitcher Satchel Paige pitched against the Birmingham Barons for the Kansas City Monarchs in a Negro League game at the stadium. On August 5th, hometown hero Yogi Berra became the fourth catcher in baseball history to hit 200 home runs. We had pictures taken at places such as Vincent Price Studios and Grand across from the Fox. Our moms often got pies, cakes, and bread home delivered by White Bakery. The milkman from dairies like Quality on West Florissant and Peabody and Grand and Choteau seemed to make stops at most every house, and we still had Cole and Iceman, too. In 55, we shopped for clothes at countless neighborhood places, such as Sobel's on North 14th, a little south of Crown Candy, Radine's on 39th Street near Flotkin Supermarket, the Beverly Ann Shop on Woodson Road, Aronson's Men's Shop in Hampton Village. Plus, there was the new Northland Shopping Center at Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station Road. Getting out of town, we had Ozark Airlines, Missouri Pacific Eagles, Continental Trailways buses, and more. There were commercial mascots, Peabody Dairies, Pinky Peabody, Quality Dairies, King Quality, Union Electric's Ready Electric. Our mayor of St. Louis, he was from Carondelet, Raymond R. Tucker, Philip J. Hickey was the head of the public schools. Lumen Matthews was serving his first term as St. Louis County Executive. And 55 residents of Creve Coeur and Ladue could, for the very first time, dial direct to most numbers in the Southwestern Bell telephone book. Well, hope to see you this Tuesday at the Center of Clayton for my Oasis show, Lost St. Louis. A guest presenter, Mark Goldfeller, will have moving images of St. Louis trains. Tuesday, December 3rd, I'll present the music of St. Louis at the Missouri History Museum. Both these programs start at 10:30. And from 11 to 1 this Thanksgiving Day, I'll host a holiday radio show on KMOX with guest Jody Saul of the Missouri Historical Society, Maria Kina of KMOX, Dan Warner of Webster Records, Marisa Sanbothy of Oasis, A.J. Medlock of the State of Missouri Historical Society, Carson McDaniel of the Webster Kirkwood Times, and more. Now, it's time to return you to the Stuart McMillan Show in progress. Join me as we hear Stuart say,
thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Thank you, Johnny. You. Man, what a, you are a treat, Johnny Rabbit, to get us. It's like a, you're like a blast furnace of history.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
You're the Superman of the time machine. That's what you are.
Up and away. Here we go.
All right, Johnny. Good to hear from you. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have our Chat with Stu Mac segment and our final part of our leg of our tour of the Federal Reserve, as I took a tour with Miss Abby, the director there in the museum, and telling me all about their 10th anniversary. And next year, they're turning 100 years old. Guess who else is turning 100 years old next year? You were supposed to guess. KMOX, baby. And I'm sure Johnny Rabbit will have a blast furnace history segment, I'm sure, at some point down the road, all about KMOX. And you heard Maria Kina was going to be a part of his program coming up. So you definitely want to check that out. So coming up next hour, Chat with Stu Mac. We'll have local news and Federal Reserve, leg two of our tour on KMOX.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, ho. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.